dangerous levels of blue-green algae blooms have been in the headlines frequently this summer. The North Dakota Department of Environmental Quality has posted advisories for lakes, dams, and creeks in more than 10 counties this summer. Several of these blooms have produced high toxin levels, triggering water advisories for recreationists and resulting in livestock deaths. NDSU Extension Livestock Stewardship Specialist Miranda Meehan explains what blue-green algae looks like.
Because of how quickly the toxins act once they've been consumed, by the time you have a test, it'd be too late. So what we recommend watching for is just the algae itself, and it varies in appearance because there are a few different varieties, but it's green to yellow, red when it's alive, and then when it dies, it starts turning blue, and hence the color, the blue-green algae.
Meehan says the cause of cyanobacteria poisoning is nutrient buildup within water bodies, specifically nitrogen and phosphorus. There are ways livestock producers can reduce those nutrient levels, lowering the risk of blue-green algae blooms in the future.
One of the things that causes it is livestock having manure and urine in that water. So fencing off that water and are limiting their access to that water can help with that. Other things is just, you know, anything that can help trap nutrients before they enter those waters. So planting a perennial plant buffer strip, and then pumping water from the pond to a tank off-site.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.